Germany's pro-mandatory vax chancellor sees popularity tank, poll. By Peter Kettel on February 8, 2022. Germany's new pro-forced vax chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has seen his popularity tank in the polls after only a few weeks in office. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, whose left globalist premiership has partly been mostly defined by his desire to see forced vaccination implemented in the Federal Republic so far, has seen his popularity tank in a recent poll. Having assumed office in early December, Scholz had previously been perceived as being relatively popular in Germany, especially compared to other candidates vying for the European nation's top political position. However, according to a report by Der Spiegel, the new premier's support has since dived, with a significant majority in the country now not seeing the left-leaning leader as a good chancellor. According to the results of a weighted, representative survey with a reported margin of error of around 2.5%, only 22% of Germans think that Scholz has been a good chancellor so far, compared to 49% who thought he would be a good leader back when he was first assuming power. In contrast, 63% of Germans think that he has not been a good chancellor, compared to just 32% who thought he was going to do a poor job back in December. Scholz has also seen confidence amongst the population drop amongst other metrics, with only 8% of Germans believing that strong leadership is a defining feature of Scholz's tenure, compared to 28% of those in the country in the run-up to his chancellorship. While Der Spiegel does not speculate as to why the politician has seen confidence in his abilities collapse, there is a multitude of reasons why the newly elected chancellor may have seen his approval numbers fall so precipitously. One of these factors is no doubt his unwavering support of forced vaccination in Germany. Despite previously referring to himself as the chancellor of the unvaccinated, Scholz has continued his support of mandatory jabs in Germany despite the proposed measure having seen persistent protests take place across the republic, with participants regularly numbering in the tens of thousands on Mondays every week. The premier has also been accused of being absent during a period of political crisis for Germany, with the hashtag #WoIsScholz or #WhereIsScholz trending on German social media last week as many accused the SPD politician of disappearing while tensions ratcheted up over Ukraine. Germany has also come under fire in recent weeks over its perceived closeness with Russia, with the chancellor having to defend himself and his country from the accusation that Germany was being perceived as more of a Russian ally than a Western one in Eastern Europe during an interview with CNN. "It's absolutely nonsense," Scholz said in response to the accusation, emphasizing how much financial support the German government is sending Ukraine. However, the chancellor has refused to clarify whether Germany would pull the plug on the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline should Russia invade the Eastern European country. His refusal to commit to axing the project comes shortly after the announcement that the former chancellor responsible for giving it the green light in the first place, Gerhard Schröder, has been nominated to a position on the board of Russia's state-owned gas company Gazprom. Schröder, a good friend of Russian President Vladimir Putin, already serves as president of the board of directors at Nord Stream 2 AG. Many have criticized the German reliance on Russian gas, as well as the closeness of its politicians to Russia, with the mayor of Kiev being the most recent figure to call out the political control Russia has over Germany. "The billions that Russia has invested to buy German corporations, ex-politicians and lobbyists have paid off for Vladimir Putin," the mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said regarding the issue. "Germany should ensure that lobbyists, such as former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, are prohibited by law from continuing to work for the Russian regime."